The following broadcast is a presentation of the Mountford Free Methodist Church in Decatur, Illinois. Join us Sundays at 8:15 and 10:45 a.m. or visit us on the web at decaturfmc.org.
We've been going through the last words of Jesus and the last phrases of Jesus while he was on the cross. To kind of give you a little bit of a review, the first phrase, actually the first three phrases that we see were all said before the darkness fell. All of those three phrases were Jesus reaching out. The first one was Jesus saying, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." He reached out and he forgave. The next one, he looked at the criminal who basically asked Jesus to save him. And he said, "I tell you the truth, today you will live with me in paradise." Jesus reached out and he saved. And then Jesus looked down and he saw his mother and he saw his disciple, John. And he reached out and he helped when he said, "Mother, this is my disciple. Disciple, this is my mother." And he brought them together. And then after that, the skies turned dark in the middle of the day. Some say this was the most pain and suffering that Jesus faced. And right when this happened, Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Another translation said, "Why have you abandoned me?" He then cries out, "I am thirsty." And then says, "Tetelestai, it is finished." And then now, if you have your scripture, if you have your Bible, turn with me to Luke chapter 23. As we will read the last words of Jesus. It was now about noon. Starting in verse 44. "It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. For the sun stopped shining, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out with a loud voice, 'Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.' When he said this, he breathed his last. The centurion, seeing what had happened, praised God and said, 'Surely this was a righteous man.'" He cries out, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Basically, Jesus was crying out, "Into your hands I surrender my life. I give you my heart. I give you my life. I give you my last breath." When he did this, once again, we see, like he did in the last three phrases, he was quoting scripture here. We see this in Psalm 31:5, where it says, word for word, "Into your hands I commit my spirit." Jesus, during the darkest hours, turned to the words that he knew so well, the words that meant so much to him. He turned to scripture, the word of God, and he was crying these words out, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Have you ever prayed this prayer when you were a little kid? The normal, I wouldn't say normal, maybe for some it was normal, but a very common prayer that many kids prayed right before they went to sleep. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. You know that prayer? This cry, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. This phrase was for Jewish kids the phrase that all of them said before they went to bed. This was like this prayer that we pray. For many Jewish kids, they prayed with their mom or dad, into your hands I commit my spirit, and then they went to sleep. Here, Jesus, with a loud voice, cried out these words, and then he breathed his last. He fell asleep. And when this happened, something incredible happened that has never happened before and that will never happen again. God died. Jesus, the Son of God. Colossians 2:9 says this about Jesus. For in him the whole fullness of deity lives in bodily form. But you see, what we see in this phrase is we see that Jesus, or people didn't take Jesus' life from him. No, he gave it. Into your hands I commit my spirit. Into your hands I give you my life. Do you have things in your life that maybe you hold on to a little bit too much? Things that maybe God is saying, let go. Let go and let God. Are there things in your life where you feel like you have too much of control because you want that control? Maybe there's something in your life. I think the truth is there's probably something in all of our lives that we struggle to surrender. I said it before. Yeah, I think it's easy for us to say, oh, I surrender. But that famous hymn says, I surrender all. But yet, I think for many of us, if we're honest with ourselves, there's stuff that we hold on to and we don't completely let it go and we don't completely surrender. Maybe it's your family. Maybe it's your career. Maybe it's a sin in your life. I let it go. I surrender. Jesus on the cross is saying to his Father, Father, into your hands I surrender it all. I let it all go. Into your hands I give you my life. If you've joined us on Wednesday for Bible study, you've heard us talk about these different phrases as we've been looking through John. And I find it interesting that in this, in the very beginning phrase, Jesus calls his father, father. This word father, it's like daddy. There's more of an intimacy, closeness there. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. But then we see that God had to distance himself from Jesus because of the sin that was on his shoulders that he was dying for. And then when the skies turned black, he then called him God. My God, why have you forsaken me? But then we see in this last phrase, once again, he calls him what? Father. Why is this? It's because right before he cries this out in the book of Luke, it says in 45, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. We talked about it last week. When the curtain was torn in two, that brought us into the presence of God. Jesus once again felt close to his Father. And once again, he cried out this intimate name, Father, Abba, Papa. Into your hands, I commit my spirit. When he said these words, we see that there were a couple of things that Jesus found when he cried this out. The first one, he cried this out because he trusted. He trusted in God. Psalm 9:10, and they that know your name will put their trust in you, for you, Lord, have not forsaken them that seek you. They trusted. I remember when Peyton was growing up, and I was terrified the first time that he was going off the diving board. Because I am in the pool, and I have a big kid jumping at me and putting all of his trust in me. And I'm thinking, I hope he doesn't knock me out because that would be embarrassing. But I remember being in the water looking up at Peyton and he's looking down at me. And I remember saying, you can do it, buddy. Come on, just jump. I'll catch you. I'm here. And he did. He jumped into my arms. And I caught him. Why? Because he trusted me. In the same way, Jesus trusted his Father. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. This was a phrase of trust. I trust you, God, with everything that I have. Maybe God is saying to some of you today, come on, just jump. I'll catch you. Just trust in me. Is there something that you need to have a little bit more trust in? Trust in God. He's calling. He's crying out to you. Just jump. Will you take that leap? But some don't want to put their trust in the hands of God. Why? Maybe because they're afraid. And it's this fear that's holding them back. It's this fear that for several kids who are about to jump off the diving board will cause them to not jump and to turn back around. Right? And how for some of us, it's that fear of, is God really going to catch me if I jump? Is God really there? This fear does not come from God. Fear does not come from God. The scripture says that God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of sound mind. He has his arms open up and he's saying, trust in me. Let go. Jump. Trust in me and I will catch you. And some people don't truly want to put their trust in the hands of God because the truth is they like the control that they have. They know that once they jump, they have to put all of their trust and they're out of control. But God is saying to jump. Trust in the Lord. The second thing that we see Christ feel when he says these words is he feels comforted in the arms of his Father. When I was growing up, I had horrible earaches as a kid. My mom actually told me later on that she wished that she knew that I probably needed tubes in my ears, but she never had the money to do that. And because of it, I struggled with so many earaches. And I remember having many sleepless nights because I was in pain and agony over the ear infection that I had. And guess who it was that could always put me to sleep that I found comfort in? It was in my mom. That she would be up in the middle of the night, sitting on the couch with a warm washcloth to cover my ear as she laid my head on her lap. And that was the only comfort I found. You see, here, Jesus found comfort in the arms of his Father. We also find comfort. Maybe some of us need to run into the arms of God to find comfort today. Trust. Find comfort. And the last thing that Jesus found was security. You see, for many days, for several days, he had his life in the hands of others that were beating him, spitting on him, killing him. And here he found security in his Father's arms. Psalm 32:7, you are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. So maybe God is calling you to jump. Maybe God is calling you to trust. Maybe this morning you need to find comfort in the arms of Jesus, who loves you so much. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. I want you to fill out this blank for me this morning. Maybe you can do it on the note side of your bulletin. Maybe if you just have a piece of paper or something. Maybe you could just do it in your mind. But this morning, fill out the rest of this blank. Father, into your hands I surrender what? All. What is it that God is calling you to surrender today? I noticed in my own life, there are many times where I just hold on to things for too long. There are things in my life that happen, and I find myself worrying about those things. I find myself up late at night or not being able to sleep. And in a way, I hear God saying, Paul, trust in me. Jump. And you will find comfort. You will find rest. Father, into your hands I surrender. What? What do you need to surrender this morning? What do you need to let go of? For me this week, and I was truly convicted of this last night, actually, it was family. I need to surrender family. And there's times, as probably all of us do, I hold on so tight to my kids. I try to do everything I can to protect them. And sometimes there are things in my life that I just can't control. And I struggle with that sometimes. And I felt God speaking to me last night while I was looking through these words. God was preaching to me. And he said, Paul, trust in me. Find comfort in me. So what is it this morning in your life that you need to just let go? That you need to just trust in him with and say, God, I give you this. For too long, I have been holding on to it. Father, into your hands, I trust you. Into your hands, I give you my all. Let's pray. Jesus, Lord, help us to put our trust in you. Lord, whatever we are going through this morning, whatever we are facing, Lord, I pray that each and every one of us will truly be able to trust in you, to find comfort in your arms, to truly be able to let it go, to surrender. I pray that each and every one of us this morning can truly say, Father, into your hands, I surrender this. Help us, guide us, speak to us, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As you filled in that blank for yourself, if you need to come to the altar is open. As you just hear these words of this song, know, put your trust in him. and find comfort in his arms this morning.